Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program that highlights all the positive things happening at the primary level. This week, we visit Manning's Hill Primary in the lush, serene hills of St. Andrew to hear about the strides being made in their Play and Stay Junior Tennis program. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. As part of plans to see the popularity of tennis increase across the country, Jamaica's governing body for the sport, Tennis Jamaica, has introduced Play and Stay.
Play and Stay is the official format of the International Tennis Federation for kids 10 and under. It's easier to play, it's a smaller court, the balls are softer, the timing is not a big issue for them and so forth. And that's why they've called it Play and Stay. So once you play, you'll be encouraged to stay.
President of Tennis Jamaica, John Bailey. Since 2012, Tennis Jamaica has rolled out Play and Stay in 10 primary schools across the island, including Manning's Hill Primary. And the results have been so positive that they have set their goals higher.
We want to be up to 20 by June. And then from there, who knows, as fast as we can roll it out, we want to roll it out.
Principal of Manning's Hill Primary, Matthew Sinclair, says there has been a noticeable change in the attitude and behavior of students who have been participating in the Play and Stay program.
To date, children from across grades 1 to 5 have participated, and we have seen positive changes in their overall deportment. Their classwork has improved, and their overall discipline has improved also, and it gives them a positive outlook on things.
Coach for the Play and Stay Development Drive, Evan Williams, says it has been fun watching the Manning's Hill students develop not just their tennis skills, but life skills as well.
At first, it was very overwhelming for them. But after a while, you know, they began to realize that, listen, I'm going to do well at this. I'm going to learn things I never thought I'd learn. I'm going to learn life skills, because we emphasize life skills in this before the athletic development.
Coach Williams is also urging more schools to get on board with Play and Stay so more children can get the opportunity to play tennis. He also wants more private sector partners to sponsor the schools with the necessary equipment. This way, they can help build up the tennis infrastructure in Jamaica and perhaps one day produce a world beater in the sport. And the Play and Stay format is the perfect place to start.
Tennis is a very difficult game to learn to play well, and it takes a very long time. So in that process, a lot of people drop out. So what they have done is reinvented the game and make it a lot more easy for people to play quickly. You can use it on the street corner, you can use it on the basketball court, in your driveway, on the streets, anywhere.
Now let's hear from some of Manning's Hill's up-and-coming tennis superstars. Grade 5 student Michael Campbell says he has grown to like tennis, especially when it's time to rally. He tells us why.
Because you have to chop the ball and bat it over the net to my friend.
Tajay Leishman shares his experience.
I like batting the ball and running up and down on the field.
Grade 4 student Gavian Waugh says being in the tennis program has helped her off the court at school.
It encouraged children to learn more and do more in school and tests.
And Brianna Menz is glad her school decided to participate in Play and Stay.
I like the school because it do a lot of things and bring a lot of visitors.
That's it for this week's program. Join us again next time. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Till next week, I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.